Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is December the 8th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day, kids from all around the world gather together here to listen to these amazing passages from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading is in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 21. Then we finish our reading in Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. How much money do you think it would take to make you really happy? Let's read and find out from 1 Timothy chapter 6. True godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. But you, Timothy, are a man of God. So run from all these evil things. Pursue righteousness and a godly life along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have confessed so well before many witnesses. And I charge you before God, who gives life to all, and before Christ Jesus, who gave a good testimony before Pontius Pilate, that you obey this command without wavering. Then no one can find fault with you from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. For at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. He alone can never die, and he lives in light so brilliant that no man can approach him. No human eye has ever seen him, nor ever will. All honor and power to him forever. Amen. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future, so that they may experience true life. Timothy, guard what God has entrusted to you. Avoid godless, foolish discussions with those who oppose you with their so-called knowledge. Some people have wandered from the faith by following such foolishness. May God's grace be with you all. Wow. Sometimes it seems like if we could just have enough money, we would get whatever we wanted, and we would be really happy. But the truth is that no matter how much we have, we always want more. To be truly happy, you have to be content with what you already have. If you're not good at being happy without a lot of money, you'll never be happy with it either. This is what Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 say. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Well, there you have it, my friend. How much money do you think you would need to make you really happy? How about this? How about as much as you have right now? Let's ask God to give us contentment today. Then we might see how rich we truly are. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I gotta tell you that these times in the Bible with you, well, they make me feel really rich. So because of that, and for so much more, you can count on me being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Until that time, you guys go forward, will you? Go forward in God's joy. You let his joy be your strength. And you remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Bye.